Well, friends, please take a seat. And let me pray as I begin. Almighty God, thank you for your word. Thank you that it is living and active, that it cuts to the heart, and it encourages us as we put our faith in you. So let your living work by the power of your Spirit powerfully transform us this morning, that we would know you better and love you more. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's a shorter sermon this morning, just so you know. We didn't really know how long Chris might speak for, so I've really just got a little reflection on our passage from Luke. Of course, we've been working through Luke's gospel for some time now, and I hope you're seeing and enjoying some of the richness of what God has for us in this particular gospel, perhaps my favourite gospel alongside John, just as a side note. This idea I want to focus on today is from verse 17, when Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Receive the kingdom of God like a little child. What is it? How are we to understand that verse? What is it about children that is to be a model of faith for you and I? How are we to receive like they receive? Well, children, babies, in fact, in this passage, isn't it? Babies are utterly dependent, aren't they? They come with nothing. They enter the world literally with nothing, naked. And to be fed and clothed and cared for, they can do nothing. They are entirely reliant on the one who will care for them, their parent. We are to have that same dependency on God. We are to receive the kingdom of God with that same empty-handedness that a baby has. But here's the problem for us, is that the older we get, the more independent we feel, the greater the danger of falling into self-sufficiency. The greater the danger of feeling self-sufficient before God and in our world. And in fact, the passages around our passage today speak to that danger, I think. So the parable that Jesus tells just before where we picked up the reading, the one we heard last week, in fact, is the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee. And Jesus' point, I think, just to sum it up in this parable, is the great danger of feeling self-sufficient in righteousness. That you can get to God, you can be right with God by your own righteousness. That is a terribly dangerous position to be in. Self-sufficiency of righteousness. The second part of our reading today, Jesus has an encounter with a wealthy man. And it points to another great danger for us. The danger of self-sufficiency of goods and material wealth. That is, if you think about it, the Pharisee in the story had no need for God, and the wealthy man we meet here at the end of Luke 18 has no room for God. Two terribly dangerous positions. No need for God, they think. No room for God. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. We are to come with empty hands to God. Know that you are important. This story absolutely affirms the importance of the dependent person, isn't it? The disciples are trying to stop the babies and their parents coming to Jesus, and Jesus says, no, bring them. I want them. It's not that we need to offer anything to God to be acceptable to him. He wants us to come fully dependent. And when we come fully dependent, empty-handed to receive the kingdom of God, that's when we truly receive it. There's a second way to understand. That's probably the most natural way that we go to, faith like a child. We've all heard that before. But there's actually also a second way that you can understand this little sentence. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. That is, that you receive the kingdom of God as you would receive a child. Do you understand? Is the like there talking about the child, be like a child, or is it talking about be like the way you receive a child? Okay. Now, it's not a natural way. We don't naturally go there, but it's equally valid in this passage. And I think Jesus uses multi-level meanings like this to teach us multi-level things. But children in our society are so valued. They're almost lifted up on a pedestal, aren't they, in our community? They're so valued. They're so precious. And, of course, they are very precious. But in this time, they were not. In this time, there was no romanticising a child. A child was not an adult. And there was its downfall. It couldn't contribute anything. It was utterly dependent, as we've said. It had no ability to contribute to family affairs, to work, to earn, to inherit. It was helpless and useless. And so, sadly, tragically, often children were overlooked. Infanticide was common in this time of the world, in this time of history. Children were not enjoyed the way that we enjoy them. And that's, you can kind of see that in the way that the disciples have responded, haven't you? Don't waste Jesus' time with these babies. Don't waste his time with them. They're not worth it. And Jesus says, no, you've got it wrong. You've got it wrong. And why does he say that? Well, all the way through Luke's gospel, we keep encountering times when we see that Jesus' kingdom is the upside down kingdom, isn't it? It's the kingdom where the least are lifted up, where the ones with the least honour are lifted up to the greatest honour. The ones who are last are made first. This is the upside down kingdom of Jesus, where the weak and the dependent are made the strong and the included. And Jesus came here to get us on board with his kingdom values. He calls us to follow him. That's what he did for the wealthy young man. Follow me. You don't need to do anything. Just make room for me. Give up what you're holding on to. Come with empty hands and follow me. Get on board with my upside down kingdom. And so the challenge for us is, will we receive the weakest and the vulnerable and those who can offer us nothing, like we receive the kingdom? Because if we don't, we're in danger of never entering it. If we will not receive the homeless, the mentally ill, the disabled, the refugee, if we will not receive those who can offer us nothing freely and with great love and great welcome, then we are not receiving the kingdom the way that Jesus wants us to. Do you understand the difference there? It's a good little sentence, isn't it? Because there's a lot in there. What do we do with that? Because I don't know about you, but I feel challenged. Challenged first to come with empty hands, faith like a child. That's a challenge for me. It's a challenge because I feel in so many ways like I've got stuff I want to contribute, and it shores up my position if I feel like I'm contributing. But actually Jesus says no, come dependent, receive the kingdom. And then receiving the least and the broken and the vulnerable, that's going to cost us, isn't it? That's hard to do, but it's what we're called to do if we are members, if we have received this upside down kingdom. And that's where Jesus' words here at the end of this passage are so important. when those who heard it, Jesus was talking about how hard it is for the rich, how hard it is for those with much to enter the kingdom of God, people like you and me, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for these people to enter into the kingdom of God. And there's all sorts of commentaries about what's he talking about at that point, and is it this tiny hole in the wall, and could the camel really get through if you pushed it? And so I don't think that's the point. I think the point is it's really impossible for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. But then they say, all who were hearing were saying, well, who can be saved? Who can get in? And Jesus replies, what is impossible with man is possible for God. What is impossible for man is possible with God. That is our great hope. If you are feeling challenged, that's okay. Throw yourself again into the hands of God, because what is impossible for us to do, to change our hearts and change our desires, is possible for God to do in us, through us, by the power of his Spirit. So Jesus said, let the little children come to me, the weak, the vulnerable. Don't hinder them. The kingdom of God belongs to these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Receive the gift freely, dependent, with empty hands, and embrace the upside down kingdom, where the last is first, where the weak are strong, as we follow Jesus. Amen.